smooth as a pearl. Introducing Hank and Buck and Dolly Parton. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. Hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves. From the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she saves. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a-twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle. With her gifts of country gold, you know who this is. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk. He talk radio girl.
I'm so much in love with you, I'm out of my mind. I act just like a man whose brain has been dulled with wine. I walk around in circles, not caring where I've been, not knowing where I'm going or where my journey ends. I'll have blues over ice as cold as your kisses.
Drank and dry. rather drink than drive. Down the highway, over the bank and across the creek, up the holler, then through the woods, I don't get home to fight. Yes, but I'd rather drink than drive.
Oh, yeah, you're listening to WFMU 91.1 FM and the Honky Tonk Radio Girl program, and it's a very special edition of this program because it is the WFMU Marathon where we are trying to keep this good old place on the air, and it's especially special because my radio neighbor, Matt Fiveash, has valiantly run across the glass.
Yeah, not through, but Lord.
We're luckily for us.
Yeah.
Luckily for us, you did make the trip around.
There's not a Matt Fiveash shaped hole in the plexiglass.
Indeed not, but you're doing double duty tonight, triple duty tonight, in fact, which
yeah.
We can get to that later. I can't help whenever we're doing a show together of some sort to try and have a theme. So now I'm doing several themes at once. And that last one that I played, I'd rather drink than drive. I'm trying to bring our worlds together.
That could go on my premium too.
Yeah.
Because
so
your premium, this is like a cars and trucks thing, right?
Yeah, it's my premium this year, which if you pledge $75 or more to WFMU, you can get anybody's premium, but you can get mine, which is called Car Trouble, and it's all about hijinks with cars and trucks.
So it's not just car songs. It's like something has to kind of be going wrong.
Usually there's some nicer cars and trucks songs, but there's also a lot that are, you know, in fact this one there's kind of no car involved at all. We've just opted out.
That's right. But yeah, right. It's made more present by its absence.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. And we're picking up on your premium.
Are there any drinking and driving songs on your premium? I'm trying to think. I don't think there are any on mine this year.
Not on my premium. I'm sure back through the archives. I mean, the first record I played today was Blues Over Ice by Gene Crawford, which I note things on all of my sleeves so that I remember what they sound like. And that one says double alcoholism. So I think there's another flavor on the other side. But
a malady that's familiar to some of our listeners out there.
Listen,
at home. If that describes you, give us a call, 800-989-9368, WFMU.org. Becky, I got to say I'm a little unsettled by the lack of bed music right now.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. There are only two turntables, so we can work that out. Let's work that out for next time. I do have some good bed music with me. It's always a trade-off when there's only two turntables and you don't know how to use technology that was invented in the 80s.
Fair enough. I might have to go down to the library and get like Speedy West and Jimmy Bryant CD or something.
Yeah. I mean, I got a Joe Mafis LP with me. That's the best I could do. But
is Rex still here? Maybe we could get him to like sort of sing some of his favorite corn pone instrumentals.
That would work great. That would work great.
Hey, we got a few people to thank.
Oh, great.
Yeah. The phones are quiet at the moment, but some people have called 800-989-9368 or pledged online at WFMU. To wit, Matthew in Astoria.
Oh, why, thank you, Matthew.
Queens. Lika in Helsinki.
Oh.
Finland.
Wonderful.
Says, the best radio station in the world, no competition.
Hey.
I'm inclined to agree.
I agree too.
Marseille or Marcae in Little Ferry, New Jersey.
Marseille, I don't know.
Yeah. With a generous pledge. How about that? See, this no bed music thing is
I'm sorry.
I feel like I'm going insane.
Listen, let me think some people. I'm going to fix that. And also somebody on the chat called Matt and Queens has pointed out that you played a song called Get Drunk and Truck. So, listen,
that's
been covered.
That's
it's
true.
Been covered now.
Although, I feel like truck is perhaps a euphemism in that case.
Nah, come on.
James in Brooklyn. We got Andrew in Midland Park. That's a step below Highland Park. Michael in Montclair, the very WFMU town of Montclair, New Jersey. Andrew in New York City. Paul in Rockaway, Rockaway, New Jersey. Fred in Arlington, Massachusetts. You know, when my parents got divorced, my dad's first apartment was in Arlington, just across the border from Cambridge, where I grew up. And it was like the saddest. You remember the episode of the Simpsons where Milhouse's parents get divorced and Milhouse's dad lives in like this. Ah, there it is.
Yeah.
And he has like a kid's like race car bed.
Yeah,
My dad didn't have the race car bed, but it was kind of equally like sad, divorced dad, crummy apartment.
Yeah.
So anyway, Fred, I hope that's not. I hope you weren't the next tenant there in the Brattle Arms. Bill in Rochester.
Thanks,
Rock
Bill.
In Rochester.
Rock in Rochester.
In. Oh man, the Buckaroo. God
bless you. Buckaroo by Joe Mafis.
So
what's better than that?
I feel much better. Oh, this is Joe Mafis. This is not the Buckaroos.
Yeah.
All right. So we've thanked some people. And
we thank Joe Mafis and we thank Buck Owens.
Yes. Every week. So what is it with this goddamn radio station? Becky?
Rex was talking before about the first time that you heard WFMU. And, you know, I grew up around here. And it certainly was my gateway drug into, first of all, record collecting, but second of all, just having open ears to a whole bunch of stuff I would have never found before.
Yep.
And I do love that this is one place that I think because we're fortunate enough as DJs to chart our own destinies with our shows that we have this amazing community around us that supports us. It's just the best.
And we can do it, you know, it's because part of the secret formula is that we're all volunteering our time here.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
We're not getting paid, and I think that's the key to good radio. You just have to be not getting paid.
You know?
You know? No, really, because I mean, there's no, it's sort of uncorrupted. You're here because you want to be, and you're trying, you know, you love whatever music you love, and you want to sort of transmit that to as many people as you can. And here you can do that in really the most unfiltered way possible. I mean, there's really no rules. I mean, you know, I ostensibly do a blues show. You do a country show.
Ostensibly.
But nobody tells us what to play. You know, like like when Pete Shelley died, you know, I opened my show with a Buzzcocks song.
Oh, sure.
I didn't get, you know, station manager Ken didn't come running in saying, like, this isn't the blues, you can't do that.
Which,
like,
I have been on other radio stations that has been the case, where, you know, you didn't fit inside your box. And here, you know, as you say, I've done shows entirely in Spanish, including my poor attempts at it. I've done shows where I've played a lot of, you know, early rock steady and reggae, because it's all honky tonk music to me.
That's right. And it's all the blues.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, why don't I play a couple of records and then I promise to play some bed music and we can thank some more folks, unless there's a couple you want to thank right now.
Yeah, let's thank Ruben in Albuquerque.
Thank you.
Thomas in Philly.
Thank you, Thomas.
That's beatnik slang for Philadelphia. Bruce in Brooklyn, New York.
Thank you, Bruce.
Phoebe, we know Phoebe. Phoebe S. in Bayonne.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
One of those Bayonnaise. and Michael in Hyattsville, Maryland.
Hey, thank you.
We're hearing a phone ringing. It's the number to call to support WFMU, 800-989-9368. Or if you like, 800-989-WFMU. Pledge online at WFMU.org.
Side of a took you home from a party and we kissed in fun. A few stolen kisses and no harm was done. Instead of stopping when we could, we went right on till suddenly we found the brakes were gone. You belong to someone else and I do too. It's just as crazy being here with you. As a bad motorcycle with the devil in the seat, doing 90 miles an hour down a dead end street. I did want you, now I have no choice. It's too late to listen to the warning voice. All I hear is thunder as our two hearts beat, doing 90 miles an hour down a dead end street. We pay no heed. Instead of slowing down the pace, we keep picking up the speed. Disaster's getting closer every time we meet, doing 90 miles an hour down a dead end street. You're not free to belong to me, and you know I can never be your own. Your lips on mine are like sweet, sweet wine. Flashing by us, but we pay no heed. Instead of slowing down the pace, we keep picking up the speed. Disaster's getting closer every time we meet. The 90 miles an hour down a dead end street.
Look at that, Matt Five-Ash, bed music and everything.
Thank you very much. Hey, Hank Snow, huh?
Hey. That song, 90 Miles an Hour Down a Dead End Street, which technically is, I think, about a motorcycle and also a metaphor for problems.
Yeah.
But we'll
allow it.
Yeah, you know, hey. That one's on my premium car trouble, and a cover of It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels by Lynn Anderson, because, listen, that's a, that's one of those songs that to me is like the definition of this show.
Yeah, it's a fine song. I can't think of a bad, I'm sure somebody has recorded a bad version of it, but if they have, I haven't heard it.
No. And including all the answer records to it and all of that stuff.
So yeah, Hank Snow. Five feet of snow.
Okay.
The singing ranger.
I have a framed original photograph of Hank Snow with an individual with a motorcycle next to him. It's quite a sweet photo hanging on my wall. He's one of the legends of the Honky Tonk Radio Girl program. He hasn't achieved sainthood or anything like that, but we play him a lot over
here.
Yeah,
he's definitely one of the big three Hanks, right?
Oh, yeah.
You got Hank Williams, Hank Thompson, and Hank Snow, and then there's some lesser, you got like Hank Lachlan.
Yeah.
Hank Jr. Hank 3.
You haven't listed enough Hanks. But we won't list all that.
Did Hank Aaron cut any country records?
Probably.
Hey, we got some people checking in.
Hey, would love to hear.
They're calling the phone number, which...
love that.
Which I will repeat to you once again, 800-989-9368. They're pledging online at WFMU.org. Robert in Garner, North Carolina, checking in with a very nice three-digit pledge there.
Oh, thank you, Robert.
Robert says, I love your show. My favorite. He's talking to you.
Hey, that's so nice. And I will say, anyone who is able to pledge that generously, there's so many cool things you're going to get by doing so.
Yeah, we got all kinds of great swag. You know, if you go to WFMU.org, you'll see what your various pledge levels can get you. But we got all kinds of t-shirts and bags and hats and got DJ Premium CDs. Yep. Also, here's the thing. I know, like, not everybody has a CD player anymore. But now, in the last few years, it's you can choose the physical CD, or you can just get a digital download.
Yes.
Which I guess is how a lot of people roll these days. Hard as it might be for, like, you and me to understand. Hey, we got Jonas checking in.
Thank you, Jonas.
With a nice, what do you call this? I think you call this a 3DJ premium size pledge.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
And he's from Texas.
Oh,
which
great.
Which is apropos for Honky Tonk Radio Girl.
Yeah.
A town that I'm going to attempt to pronounce correctly. Houston.
That's acceptable in some places. I will say, living in New York, my UK colleagues call it Houston.
Houston.
So we could do worse. We could do worse.
That's a whole other thing. Hey, Joan in Glendale.
Thanks, Joan.
Checking in. Thrilled to support you in this incredible station. Psyched to hear your voice as you share your music love with the world.
Aw, thank you.
Metuchen checking in again.
Hey.
This from Honky Tonk Radio Mom.
Hey, well, you're up. You're up now.
Yeah, she's once again she's making me sweat. As I read her comment, this is it supposed to say Tay? It's just the capital T. Capital T.
Just add it to whatever word is next.
Testimo.
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 Yep.
La teva mare.
Ah. That's it. That you got an easy one.
That means ocean sandals.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yes, that's exactly what it means.
Madeline in Hudson Valley, New York. Is that?
Thank you, Madeline.
Is there an actual town called Hudson Valley?
I don't know. Mm. I guess there must be. I don't know.
Madeline says, Matt and Becky, the best lineup for Wednesday nights. Very grateful to have you two for quality blues and country tunes. Thanks, y'all. Yeah, you know, when I got moved over to Wednesday night during one of the schedules, I was on Tuesdays for the first, like, year or two of Weekly World Blues, and I was a little bummed out just because, like, I'm a creature of habit, and I don't like change, and, you know, the new time slot was an hour earlier, but it just makes so much sense on a programming level to have our shows back-to-back, I think.
Yeah, I mean,
Not to toot our own horn. Although I guess that's what we're here to do, right? We're asking for money because you like our radio shows, ostensibly.
That is why we're here. That is why we're here. And it is really nice because I think there are a bunch of, you know, really devoted listeners. And again, I got to say thank you so much to the listeners who have donated already. You can join them by pledging at WFMU.org or Wow, I've said this. 1-800-989-9368. Goodness gracious. But, you know.
I like that you still feel compelled to say the digit 1 before.
Yes.
I feel like it's unnecessary, but.
Listen, I grew up watching Kenny Rogers plug Lifetime compilations on television.
that explains a lot, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of crossover in our listeners and people that are very devoted to both of our shows, and that's really amazing. And I do feel like, even if you're wondering what the heck you just tuned into because you turned your radio on, there's something for everybody here. So why don't I play another song from my premium, Car Trouble?
Okay.
So I'm going to play Dave Dudley and then maybe one other record that's sort of a honky-tonk radio classic of sorts.
Yeah, I guess you can't really have, like, an automotive-themed country comp without some Dave Dudley,
you can't get away from it. Yeah. So here we go. You're listening to WFMU.
Pittsburgh are rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got got my diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead of it, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. But it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a checking on down the line. Well, I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and that smoke's a blowing black as coal. My hometown's a coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Hey, little girl, are you fine, fine, fine? Fine, fine, fine. Please tell me, pretty baby, what may be your name? Hey, little girl, how's about a date? Hey, little girl, how's about a date? I pick your burly baby, won't keep you out too late. Do you no harm? So don't you have no fear. Hey, little girl, I'm in love with you. Hey, little girl, I'm in love with you. Hey, little girl, I don't know what to do.
Thank you.
listening to WFMU and the Honky Tonk Radio Girl program with my very special co-host, Matt Fiveash.
Hello, yes, WFMU, the tri-state area's Thurl Ravenscroft station.
Indeed. I do feel like perhaps, though honestly, one of the things that got me hooked on WFMU in the early days of me listening to it was the fact that on our old Beware of the Blog,
there was a
comprehensive set of posts on the career of Thurl Ravenscroft. Thurl Ravenscroft, the voice of, you know, the narrator to the Grinch, not the Grinch himself, and Tony the Tiger and all of this stuff, but in his own right, one of the great singers and session musicians of all time, who is a regular guest on this show. And, you know, what can I say? WFMU is the only place that could be the case.
Yeah, there really is no other. If such a station exists, show it to me.
Yeah.
You cannot. It does not exist. Hey, Michael, I can say his last name because he's one of our music record mutant buddies. Michael Slabach.
Oh, hey,
checking in from Galien, Michigan.
Thank you.
He says, cooking dinner on Wednesday nights wouldn't be the same without both of you. Love your show so much.
I love that.
I love the idea that people are like cooking dinner while I'm doing the show.
On the chat, I get the updates of the drinks or the dinners that people are making, and it's really nice.
Yeah,
it also makes me really hungry and thirsty.
Yeah. I know Wednesday's like a late dinner night for me. Matthew. Boy, a lot of Matthews coming through. Matthew in Los Angeles.
Thank you, Matthew.
Adding to my Swag for Life pledge because I love spending every Wednesday night with the Honky Tonk Radio Girl theme song stuck in my head.
After 20 years, it's stuck in mine too.
I know you're sick of that song, but I think it's delightful. I hear it every week. It's really the only part of your show that I hear every week most of the time because I usually head straight out of here. I get home maybe in time for your last song.
Right.
But usually like around the beginning of Therese's show. What's the point of me telling you this? Oh, but I often am riding the PATH train home with, just singing to myself.
Yeah.
Turn your radio on.
I mean, I have to say, I'm not really sick of it. And I thank Alex Battles for writing the song in the first place.
Yeah.
And letting me use it on the show all these years. He did a great job.
So, yeah, thank you, Matthew, in Los Angeles. He's adding to his Swag for Life. We haven't talked about Swag for Life, but we have a program called, if you're just tuning in, it's the WFMU Fundraising Marathon. We only do this 2 weeks out of the year. And the best way, you know, you can make a pledge. You can just call in, make a one-time pledge. The phone number is 800-989-9368. You can pledge online at WFMU.org. The best way to support the station is a program we have called Swag for Life. And you just sign up to make a monthly pledge, whatever it is. I think the minimum is $10 a month or $120 a year. And, you set the amount and we keep charging your credit card every month until you tell us to stop. You can you can adjust the amount anytime you want. But that's what sort of keeps the lights on throughout the year. Now we have a little bit of cash flow because
we call that recurring revenue.
Recurring revenue. Yes. The biz. I didn't know there was a biz aspect to it, but
barely.
Swag for Life. Hey, we got Greg checking in from a town that I first heard of in a Merle Haggard song, appropriately enough. Pocatello.
Idaho. Wow. Pocatello, Idaho. Thank you.
He hails from Pocatello and he drags a pretty mean bar.
Indeed.
That's from I Made the Prison Band.
Mm-hmm.
Pocatello. Feels good to say. Let's say it again.
Pocatello. We're going to hear from Merle because of that later in the show.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I saw. Speaking of Merle Haggard, this is a little bit of a digression, but I'm going to see Marty Stewart and his Fabulous Superlatives, who are just, anybody out, if you've never seen them, they are just me and Michael Shelley don't agree about a whole lot, but we agree that is the finest working band
Superlative
on the planet right now. Just so, so good. But there's a ton of, Marty Stewart had a show on, I guess on TNN or or something. But that's a wonderful YouTube rabbit hole to go down. And you know, they have that band is just so good, but they have all kinds of guests. Anyway, I landed on a clip of Merle Haggard. Pretty old Merle Haggard with Marty Stewart, and it's just the two of them. Merle's playing guitar and Marty's playing the mandolin, and they're doing a Jimmy Rogers song.
Yeah.
And it's just fantastic. Anyway, that's a good rabbit hole.
Heck yeah.
To fall down, the Marty Stewart show. Where are we at? What was I talking about? Oh, we're thanking some more people who have pledged.
Yeah.
Michael in Montclair, Michael Shelley.
Thank you, Michael.
Andrew in New York City.
Thank you, Andrew.
Your friend and my friend, Paul, in Rockaway, New Jersey.
Oh, hey. Thank you, Paul.
Hey, Fred in Arlington, checking in again.
Thanks, Fred. Wow.
We got... I thanked these people. Sorry, I was reading... you know, I take it back, Fred. We thanked you the first time, but I don't think you pledged twice. Garrett in Peekskill.
Thank you, Garrett.
Steve in San Luis Obispo.
Ah, yeah.
California. Thaddeus in Yulan.
Thank
New
you,
York.
Thaddeus.
Bob in the home of our transmitter site, East Orange.
Oh, thank you very much.
New Jersey.
Orange.
So long, New York. Howdy, East Orange. Emily in Richmond, Virginia.
Thank you, Emily.
Paul in East Northport. Chelsea in Gardner.
Thank you, thank you.
Gunner in Cologne, Germany.
Ah, Dankeschön.
Thank you for the music. And Richmond, Virginia, checking in again. Damon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, thank you. Lots of WFMU listeners in Richmond, Virginia.
Apparently so, yeah.
Yeah. Really cool town.
Yeah, it's kind of cool to like see the pledges you get for your show and just see that people, you know, radio is mysterious and
yes,
and you know the internet has taken some of the mystery out of it. Like a lot of us know like what some of our favorite DJs look like.
Right.
For
right.
example, we got the comments board at WFMU.org, but it's still, you know, especially if you're doing terrestrial radio.
Yep.
It's still, you don't know like what the hell. Person in their car who's just, you know, I love the idea that there's somebody like starting up their car, they're tuned to 91.1 and they're like, what the hell is this?
Oh yeah.
And they either drive off the road or immediately turn the dial, you know.
I just came back from South by Southwest in Austin, which don't get me started, but also I got stopped by multiple people on the street because I was wearing a WFMU shirt or they were wearing a WFMU shirt or one person I think recognized my voice, which was crazy.
I had that happen once. That was weird.
I've had that happen multiple times, including in different countries. But it's so great that actually what you're supporting when you support this station is the ability for people all over the world to enjoy this as well. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
like,
the
we're
thing.
We're very much born out of Jersey City and the surrounding area, but anyone in the whole world can listen to this show and can listen to the archives back more than 22 years at this point, I think.
Yes, and you know, to the station's credit, we were way, way, way ahead of the curve on the whole internet streaming thing. And, you know, our website is... It's got to be the best of any radio station in the world. I mean, I don't know if you've ever tried to find anything like on a college radio website, but it's like a...
Or, I mean...
It's like being on Friendster or something.
Official,
you know what I mean?
BBC, anything. I mean, it's really hard to go back in time, and we have the ability to do so. And that's all because of the support of listeners, really.
Yeah, that costs a lot of money, all the server space and everything.
Yeah.
I want to go back. I was listening to Michael Shelley's show this past Saturday, and Evan Funk Davies was on with him, and they hit on something that I wanted to talk about a little bit, which is, you know, Evan was saying that it may be counterintuitive to talk about, but WFMU and our archives are, it doesn't matter if you give us money or not, it's free, and
right.
there's
yes.
no ads, and if
right.
you want to listen to an archive of an old show, all you got to do is find it.
There's no subscription
and click
there's
play.
Nothing like that.
There's no There's no velvet rope. There's no stratification, you know?
Yep.
you can, so, you know, and we understand that, like, times are hard and a lot of, and the thing is, like, you know, FMU is a refuge, a safe harbor for, you know, for people who are, like, irredeemably weird. You know what I mean?
Honestly, including, you know, present company included.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'll
say, if you don't mind me saying.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking down to anybody here.
No.
You know, but, you know, we know a lot of people like that maybe don't always make the best financial decisions and maybe can't afford to support the station. But this is where we ask, you know, there's no levels of, like, what kind of access you have to it here. But we got to keep it going. So if it's within your means, you know, help out that person who can't afford to pledge. We're all in this together.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. That honestly, to speak from personal experience, that 16, 17-year-old kid driving around in their car in New Jersey that gets to hear WFMU and become a freak like the rest of us.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, they probably don't have the money to the station. But if you do, like, it's important, like, you should be helping subsidize those people. Because, like, those are also, you know, we're not all going to be around forever. Those are like the FMU
the
DJs
children
of the future, you know? Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, 800-989-9368. Show your support for, like, one of the few bastions of, like, truly independent radio left in the world. We're not beholden to anybody. We're not even this is the thing, too. I mean, it's again, kind of counterintuitive, but, like you, meaning you, all the people listening now, that you're how we make our money. But we're not even beholden to you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just because you give us $100 doesn't mean you're entitled to hear, like, a request or whatever.
No. I mean, I take requests very, very rarely, and usually only if the requester sends me the 45 in the mail, which has happened before, because the listeners of the show are really great. I mean, listen, I come here with my box of records, and that's what you hear, and hopefully that's why you're listening. But, you know, if you don't like it, stick around for an hour, and you're going to hear Therese incredible music, too.
And that's the thing. I mean, with our listeners, there's, like, a certain level of trust, you know? People who know this station well and donate every year are doing it because, like, they feel like they're in good hands. And I feel, you know, I mean, we as DJ, we donate to WFMU, too. Because, like, we're, you know, much as, like, the, there's this sort of cliche of the record collector, like, control freak who only wants everybody to listen to, like, what they like.
Yeah.
I feel like, especially as I get older, that's not true for me at all. Like, I love to get home and have dinner and listen to Therese's show. Like, oh, yeah, man. Like, let somebody else drive.
Totally.
You know?
Totally. And I do want to say, and I don't know if there are some folks to think, but one of the things that I just wanted to plug, if you do donate to the station, if you pledge $50 or more, we have a t-shirt on offer that is one of the more honky-tonk radio girl styles of t-shirts you have ever seen. It's like a Monument Valley style.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
with a lonely horse.
Lonesome cowboy.
Listen, it's a real lonesome cowboy vibe, and I don't have a t-shirt this year. I've had it in past years, but this is the next best thing.
Listen, I have some breaking news here, Becky. We've just hit a milestone in the marathon.
Oh!
The station is now over $1 million pledged for the marathon. So here we are.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone.
I believe
thank you, everyone.
The goal for the whole marathon is 1.6. So we got a ways to go, but that feels good.
That feels really good. Thank you, everybody. Can you believe us scrubby freaks got $1 million?
That's just scrubby freaks. Hey, we got, you know, some of these people I'm going to mention. One of them could have been the one who put us over the top to $1 million.
You all put us over the over to $1 million, but yes.
So, Carolyn. Carolyn in Brooklyn.
Thank you.
Love me some Honky Tonk Evenings. Thank
you,
Carolyn.
Oh, thank you, Carolyn.
Frank in Denville says, great station. Especially love Clay Pigeon, Olivia, and Honky Tonk Radio Group.
Oh, thank you.
We got Rob in Berwyn, Illinois.
Thank you, Rob.
Steve in beautiful Putney, Vermont.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. Mark in Aurora, Colorado. We got, hey, those,
ooh, yeah, we got these coming over
the walkie talkie. Yeah, we got these walkie talkies here, which you and I haven't used it tonight, but it's funny because they're, I mean,
it's like a CB experience.
Yes.
That we're having.
Yeah. Which appropriately enough for
my premium.
For your
yes.
premium and just yeah. like the, you know, you play a lot of trucking songs in
I
general.
Sure do.
Anyway, I hope that our use of these walkie talkies is not causing like a 8-car pile up on the on Route 78. Steve in Putney, Mark in Aurora. Oh, Greg in New Orleans.
Hey,
always
thank
love to
you,
see.
Greg.
I just love the idea that anybody, that even one person in New Orleans is like here in our shows.
Yes.
Eric in L.A.
Thank you, Eric.
Joan in Princeton.
Thank you, Joan.
We got Steven in Gardner.
Thank you, Steven.
Cal in Dothan, Alabama.
Thank you, Cal. Love to hear from folks in Alabama. I have family members that just moved from Alabama to St. Paul, Minnesota, but still have a bunch of friends down there. So glad to know that people are tuning in from Alabama.
Wow, all the way up the Mississippi there.
Indeed.
St. Paul. Elwin in Petersham.
Hey.
Or is it Petersham?
Where is that?
I don't know because, like, there's no state indicated.
Oh, that could be totally somewhere in the UK where it is Petersham.
Petersham.
Yeah.
Smithick.
Or Pizzam.
Smithick. Adam in New York City.
Hey, thank you, Adam. I might know that, Adam.
We got, it's Adam B.
Oh, it's not. It's not the Adam that I know. All right.
You know more than one Adam in New York.
Oh, my God. Imagine.
Hey, Kevin, listener Kevlicky in Gardner.
Thank
checking
you.
In. Love for Honky Tonk on WFMU. Amen.
Thank you.
McKinley in Asheville, North Carolina.
Thank you.
Jake in Havertown, Pennsylvania.
Thank you so much.
Brett in Brooklyn. Jason in Minneapolis. And we got Mike in Portland, Oregon.
Thank you so much.
Checking in.
Wow. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for pledging. It really means a lot. And I'm hearing people ring in. You can go to WFMU.org. And also, if you want to speak to our amazing volunteers, you can go to 1-800-989-9368.
We got Tom. We got Tom, Jeremiah, and our own. We got a celebrity in the phone room, our own Perro Caliente.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh,
We're all busting our ass. He's on the air after Therese,
well,
and he's here answering phones.
Well, I mean, I took pieces of paper from the printer 3 feet across the room to people. I mean, you know, but the volunteers do a lot more than that. They're a part of this community like the rest of us and also, again, volunteer their time like the rest of us do.
And this is how a lot of us got into doing radio here, too.
Oh, 100%.
You know, just showing up to volunteer at the record fair or at the marathon.
That was how I got into it after being a listener for a decade. Let me have a couple more people to then I'll play a song from my premium, which you can get if you pledge $75 or more.
Okay, let me just thank two more people here.
Yep.
Bob in Rockaway, New Jersey, with a generous 3-digit pledge.
Oh, thank you, Bob.
He loves Thurl Ravenscroft and Honky Tonk Radio Girl. So, Bob, you've definitely come to the right place. Bryant in Toronto.
Thank you, Bryant.
He says, catching the Honky Tonk Radio Girl always puts me in a good mood. Thanks, Becky.
Oh, cool. I always love knowing that there are listeners north of the border because we definitely play some Stompin' Tom Connors and Hank Snow, obviously.
Maybe Bloodshot Bill or one of those guys.
Hey. I'm due a trip to Toronto. Toronto and Montreal, the two best record towns I've ever been to, really.
The one time I was in Toronto, I didn't have time to go to any record stores, and I know I got to be quick here, I was in town to play a gig with a band that I was in, but we played at the Horseshoe Tavern.
Oh, wow.
Which is just an amazing place. Just seem, even if there's no show, it seems like the kind of bar you'd want to hang out.
Yeah.
And you know who the first act ever to play at the Horseshoe Tavern was in like 1949 or whatever?
I don't.
Marvin Rainwater.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Lisa. Oh, hey, Toronto. Checking in again.
Hey, Toronto.
Lisa in Toronto. Thanks for the great program. So much fun.
Thank you. I should have brought some Stompin' Tom records because anytime I hear from Canada folks, I just want to express my great love for your own country legends.
If we got any Degrassi Junior High fans out there, give us a call, 800-989-9368.
Indeed. Let me play a record from my premium, and then we'll come back and talk and maybe do one other record or something like that. But
okay, we got about 6 minutes left.
Yeah, so this is by Jimmy Gately. This is more of a positive spin on the whole thing. It's called I Sure Like Your Truck. You're listening to the Honky Tonk Radio Girl Show on WFMU.
Thank you, mister, for giving me a ride. I'm so cold and it's nice and warm inside. Been standing in the rain till I feel like a duck. By the way, I sure like your truck. Just got out of prison yesterday. Innocent, but they still put me away. Your boots that I got a dirty deal. By the way, I sure like your wheel. Since this morning I haven't had a bite. Truck stop cooking is really out of sight. You know it won't be long till I'm on my feet again. By the way, have 10. You truck drivers have really got it made. Run around the country and get paid. I'll bet you've got a girl in each town when you arrive. By the way, I'd sure like to drive. Thank you, mister, it really has been fun. Now look good, you see I've got a gun. By morning you should make town with a little luck. By the way, how do you like my truck?
Of the program, and that one was I Sure Like Your Truck.
I Sure Like Your Truck.
By Jimmy Gately. I think that's a song about hitchhiking, which is not something that I hopefully most people relate to these days. I did very recently attend a wedding close to Portland, Oregon. Well, and 2 hours outside of Portland, Oregon, across the Washington border, where I had literally no car and no way to get there, and it was recommended that I hitchhike in a wedding outfit.
Oh, wow.
I chose not to do so, and I did make it there somehow, but,
I was going to say, because you're still here, you're still alive.
Yeah, I'm still alive.
Yeah.
Not the bottom of the river. Anyone to thank
Yeah, well, we got a staff pledge.
Oh.
From our own Gaylord Fields.
Hey, thank you, Gaylord. Gaylord, who has been an incredible guest on this program, celebrating our love, mutual love of the patron saints, Charlie Rich, as well as
that's right,
celebrating
that was a good one.
Black Country. A really great show that I, again, blessedly it is back in the archives that I recommend people listen to.
Yeah, Gaylord, not on the current schedule, but just one of the all-time great freeform DJs.
Absolutely.
And on the occasions when I've done just sort of freeform radio, he's been a big influence in how to just sort of take chances and put stuff together.
Totally.
Bryce in South Royalton, Vermont. Clay in South Pasadena. All South really coming through. South Pasadena, South Royalton, Vermont. Craig in Norfolk, Virginia. And Connor in Brooklyn.
Excellent.
Thank you all. Hey, we're just about out of time. We got to get out of the way for Therese.
And
Scott McDowell. I had to turn, like, where's the DJ? There he is.
I'm ready, man.
Scott McDowell's ready. He's chomping at the bit.
Wonderful.
What's the radio station again, Becky?
I believe we're at WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hopi in New York City in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
There it is.
Yes. Listen, thank you so much for being my co-host.
Thanks
and my radio neighbor. It's always a joy.
It's
and
great. I can't wait to go back to so-called normal next week.
Yeah, we'll have to plot our next crossover show. But thank you so much to the listeners and everyone who has donated this show to Matt Five Ashes' show, to Teresa's show next. Please stay tuned for that. And who's donated to the station over the last 2 weeks and continues to do so because we haven't met our goal yet. And so we still need the help. But we're so honored to be here with all of you. So please stay tuned for Therese. And thank you, Matt Fiveash.
Thanks, Becky.
All right. Here's Therese. You're listening to WFMU.
Thank you.
800-989-9368. Pledge online at WFMU.org. This is the 2024 WFMU Fundraising Marathon. My name is Therese. I'll be back with my co-host in a couple of minutes. Right now, I want to play you something from the first prize we have up for grabs. A 2LP special edition of Lou Reed and John Cale's Songs for Drella. And let's hear something from